And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street right in downtown Manchester. I just had some really good soup. Did you see the soup upstairs?
I didn't. What was the soup?
It's cream of chicken noodle soup.
Oh, I didn't get that. I just got a grilled cheese, which was very, very yummy.
It's not heavy either, because I usually don't do cream soups, because, you know, they go right here. You know what?
Yep.
But he told me what he made it with, and I'll usually ask him. I'll say, can I eat this or not? And he knows what
he
that
knows,
means.
Yeah. So he could. So even though it's cream, it's still like...
It's on the lighter side.
All right.
So, yeah, but oh my gosh, the flavor is really, really good. So, and how's your week so far?
So far, great. Always busy. But can we talk about this weather today?
Isn't it gorgeous?
It was so nice to wake up this morning and have all the windows open, and it was so nice and cool. It was almost a little bit chilly.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't going to last long, but it's just gorgeous. Absolutely
perfect
gorgeous day. Out.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. I came from the beach, so...
Oh, that's
and it was
right.
Nice up there too. I mean, you know, like you said, nice breeze, and we sat on the beach all day yesterday. Poor Daryl. Oh my gosh! Did you happen to see my Facebook?
Yeah,
post?
He's been fishing. I think nothing.
Unbelievable.
Has he caught a thing? He caught seaweed.
He caught seaweed. I was sitting there just praying that he'll catch something. I'm like, please.
Well, you have a whole month to go, so
I know,
maybe.
I know. Definitely. But yeah, no, it was a gorgeous day. And last night we went up, my daughter came up with her friend, Jasenia. Dawn and Jasenia were there, and we took them to dinner. And oh my gosh, date night, take a ride to the beach. I mean, what, takes 40 minutes to get to the beach?
Yeah.
Right on Lafayette Road. Do you know the Galley Hatch?
Yeah.
Galley Hatch has been there for, you know, a long, long time. Well, he just opened up in December, attached to the Galley Hatch. It's actually upstairs, gorgeous, like... spared not a penny. A Greek place. It's called Tino's.
Like on the top, because it's three levels, right? It's like the restaurant, then another restaurant. And I thought it was like just another restaurant bar at
I
the top
they
too.
Added on to it.
Oh,
or
okay.
You know, I'm really not quite sure, but I know it's. I'm pretty sure it's all brand new up there.
Wow.
I mean, you should see the outside seating. It's gorgeous. They have this big square table. Sits like 12 people, and it has and it's like. Huge. In the middle of it is goes on fire.
Oh,
wicked cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really unique.
Pretty,
all right.
Pretty neat.
Go check that
and
out.
And the food is primo. You know the Greek lemon chicken soup? Avgo limona, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
You never heard of that?
Nope.
It's probably the best Avgo limona soup I've ever had. It was really good. And then I had a gyro. Delicious.
I think it's time to take a little drive to the
you
beach
need to
with
go
my
to
hubby.
The beach. Yes.
All right, we're going to do
very,
it.
Very good. So we went there, and then we went up to the Shell. You know, the Shell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's our lingo for up there. And we listened to the Continentals.
And how were they?
Who, I know one of the band members, Mike Livingston, way back in the day, we used to go and listen to him when he had his own. It was just him and another guy. And he does a lot of Neil Diamond and stuff. Like, his last song of the night was Sweet Caroline.
Nice.
Daryl, me and Molly were dancing. Like, really?
You know, no, I love that when you go up there and you see people out front, just a few people dancing, and it's just such a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
I love it, especially in the summertime. I have not even been to the beach this year. Sad to say, I've been so busy. So I need to change it. I think I'm going Monday.
There you go. And it's supposed to be beautiful. I think Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it looked great. So
awesome.
So, yeah. That's about it. That's our week.
That's so far. You know what? It's nice when you don't have a ton of stuff to tell about, because it means you've been relaxing.
We have. The first couple of days it wasn't very good weather, but we took rides. Like, we went, one day we went to Maine, like, did, like, Kittery. I haven't been to the Kittery Trading Post in years, and I don't even remember the last time I've been there. And bought a couple dresses, and, you know, that was fun. And then we went up the coast. Went to Kittery Point. Have you ever heard of that?
I think so, but I haven't been.
I have
so
not
what,
been
what
either.
It just a
Kittery,
point.
Oh. It's like a point,
yep.
And but you can go. It's like a state. It's a state park. You pay to get in. And we went, and it's a whole walkway along the the coast.
Oh.
Like walk.
No.
And there's all kinds of picnic tables off to the sides. And then there's even a little beach area. And it's really, really nice. It was gorgeous. And then the next day was not good weather again. And we went to, we did Massachusetts. We went to like Gloucester, Newburyport, Rockport, went through there. And
one of my favorite places, is it Bearskin Neck? Have you ever been there?
No.
All right. So you got to, and I know
in
you have to.
Maine?
No. You said Gloucester, though, right?
Yep.
Gloucester is Massachusetts.
Yep.
Yeah. In right near, well, it's a little, you know, half hour, 20 minutes or so from Gloucester, but is, I think it's called Bearskin Neck. And it's this tiny, teeny little road that juts out into the water. And it's just, a car can barely fit down it because there's so many people walking down and they're so close, but you can drive down it and park at the end if you need to, but it's better to park elsewhere. And there's all these little shops up and down this little road. Yeah, look it up, Bearskin Neck. It's one of my favorite places to go.
I'm writing that.
And they have little places to stay there, too.
B-E-A-R.
Yep.
Bearskin.
I'm almost, I'll have to look it up.
Park?
Neck.
Neck. Bearskin Neck. Near Gloucester. Oh, my gosh, because, yeah, see, we're going to be up there for a while, so, you know.
It's, like, north of Gloucester.
All right. I'm going to check that out. I love, we like doing stuff like that, so. Okay, let's see. Today we have a, I'm excited to have, soon we'll be talking with them, Donna, and then we'll be talking with, is it the owner that's coming in?
Yes.
So the owner of the old Roby's store. It's called Roots now.
Roots. Yep. Roots at Roby's.
Roots at Roby's. Yeah. So I'm anxious.
Amber Enright. And I'm eager to find out. I heard a rumor that it's the same owner that used to own Jewel and the Beanstalk. Do you remember Jewel and the Beanstalk?
Yeah. Jane.
Really? Okay. So I guess that's not a true rumor then.
Yeah, Jane had Jewel in the Beanstalk.
Well, I heard that little rumor, so
Jane,
I guess
Bolio.
The little birdie was wrong.
I think so.
Okay.
But we'll find out. Because I know Jane sold Jewel in the Beanstalk. So maybe Jane sold it to
That
Amber.
Was one of my favorite places. I was so sad
really?
When they closed. Yeah. I loved it. It was just like kind of off the beaten path. Nobody really knew about it. And I just like the unique choices that they had to offer. And I think Roots at Roby's is the same way. I think they've got a lot, you know, kind of the typical staples that you're used to at Roby's, but also some, you know, unique choices
Different.
As well. Yeah. So I'm eager to hear from them.
He came in and then he left.
So I have my boys are here with me today. They're older now, so it's kind of nice. So I made them get out of the house and come, and they're gonna go walk up and down Elm
there
Street and get a little treat. Well, maybe go to the Grand Estate Candy Shop.
Yeah.
Or I told them where all the good places were, so they're gonna go get a little treat. So he was waving at me.
Okay, and then of course at the end of the show, well, the last segment of the show, we'll be joined with our very own MHP, Michael Helpley Pierce. I haven't talked to him for a while because I think the last time he was here, I wasn't here. And so I'm anxious to hear about the brewery.
He's saying it's been the last two times he was here.
Really?
He said he hasn't seen you in forever. So
wow.
It's been
Yikes.
A while.
Uh-oh. All right. And our Donna from Delaware is all ready for us. So welcome on, Donna. How are you?
Hey, girls. What y'all doing today?
Somehow I'm never prepared for that, Donna.
Me neither. And we should be.
You're not, for real. Don't act like that, y'all. Y'all always prepare for me, ain't y'all? For real. Really? Well, you know what? I wasn't prepared for what happened to me this weekend.
Uh-oh. I can't wait to hear.
No, you got to hear it right now because it ain't even part of the story. I'm afraid of getting a little bit older, right? So, you know when you get older, you get hair in certain places and then you lose hair? Well, I've got, you know, you don't want hair on your lip because you don't want to look like the bearded lady. They don't want you to put you in a circus act or nothing, right? So I was like, I'm going to wax. So I went and waxed, and why take all the skin off my face?
You did?
Yeah, wait. It looked like somebody took my lip and ran it through a cheese grater.
Oh.
Ouch.
Wait, wait! It looked so bad, y'all. It looked like I was going to have to go to the burn unit.
Oh, really?
Teddy said I look like the Joker. Teddy, shut up.
You're even in the background. I love it.
You're
ignorant. Teddy.
No.
So did you?
I just want to be the bearded lady. Why do you grow hair in certain places now and lose it in other places?
It just happens.
But you did it yourself.
Yeah, I did it myself, but that's what I get. Now I'm looking for a natural remedy. I saw something online that you can use honey, oatmeal, and I think it was salt, and it'll remove hair. So we're going to try that instead of wax. No more for me.
There's also something called tweezers.
No, that hurts, Tracy. It was lit. No, that hurts too much. I don't like too much. I want it quick. So I got quick along with the skin off. It looks a hot mess, but anyway, I'm still fine. I'm still cute. I ain't worried about it. He still wants me. Let me go.
Trials and tribulations of being a woman.
Yeah, it's sad, but guess what? It's all good. Let me get there. But I had to tell y'all that. Ladies, don't wax. Just go ahead and be the beard lady. They'll still want you anyway. So shut up. I ain't a joker. Okay, let me go. Here we go. Well, today I would like to talk about power, a word that demands respect. It's the source that makes it happen. That's what the late, great MJ sang about. You can have a PowerPoint presentation on solar power in your power suit, thinking that you're bad because now you're power tripping. We'll leave the office to take a power walk on our lunch break, or you'll be too exhausted from being Powerpuff Girls. That's what we are, girls, Powerpuff Girls. And our power couple relationship, we'll need a power nap from all that power lifting at the power plant. Something about that word energizes me. I have been experimenting with making my own good, clean energy. No bad gas for this tank. I need high test. 93 octane, the good stuff. It's not like that I'm not electrifying enough, but hey, at the ripe old age of 44 and growing hair everywhere but step down there anyway, I like to stay lean and eat more green while making ends meet, at least making them come together with some prime rib instead of ramen. For now, for all my first year college freshmen, don't worry, babies. Don's going to hook you up with a banging recipe in a couple more weeks. So hold tight. For right now, I'm trying to be too legit to quit about getting fit. However, sometimes the trials of life, like waxing and taking the hair off your lips, can zap the crap out of you. So I need to power up to bring me back to getting it right and keeping it tight. As I live my life on 93 octane with the recipe of the week, sometimes you're going to have to grab life by its protein power ball. Here's what you'll need to power up and make those protein balls. You'll need 1 cup of chickpea flour. If you do not have chickpea flour, you can use your favorite protein powder. 1 cup of steel cup oats, 1/2 cup of almond butter, 1/2 cup of cashew butter, 1/2 cup of peanut butter, 2/3 cups of honey, 1/4 cup of white chocolate chips, 1/4 cup of macadamia nuts, 1/4 cup of dried fruit. I use pineapple, mango, and papaya, and 1/4 cup of shredded coconut. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to take that oatmeal, and you're going to put it in a blender to make oat flour. Once you got your flour together, set that aside. Place your butters in a bowl and microwave for about 30 seconds. Now, in a large mixing bowl, you're going to place that chickpea flour and that oat flour along with your honey and your butters and mix well. Now you're going to add the following: white chocolate chips, your macadamia nuts, dried fruit, and coconut. Mix well. Now with clean hands, y'all, you're going to make golf-sized balls and place on wax paper in a wax paper container and store it in a fridge. Now, that's how you grab life by its balls. King!
Yum. Wow. That sounds really good. It honey does. And chip, chocolate chips. And
almond butter. I love almond butter.
Cashew butter. Ooh.
Cashew butter. I fell in love with it. Me and Teddy being here fighting over it. I had to have the lady at the farmer's market blend him up cashew and almond butter separate and blend me up one.
Yum. That is really, that those must be really good.
He's been eating them all. He's been eating these balls all week. I didn't grab him by the balls with the protein balls, y'all. Hear me?
I got the world by the balls.
Get on out of here.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Teddy.
Don't talk to him, because he ain't funny.
Balls are in my
hand. Get out of here. You ain't getting no more protein balls. You hear me? He don't need no more, y'all.
I want that recipe, Donna.
Me too.
I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
I'll download it. And also, guess what? I've been working on a new website. Go, Donna. She getting it together, because, you know, Donna got to drop it like it's hot, at least lukewarm, you know. But you know how that goes. So I'll send it to you, girls. So when life zaps your energy or has you going crazy or has you going to the wall, go on and pop and twist like you got a bunch of Pillsbury dough balls in here. And remember, life is for living and food is for giving. And go on and grab life by the balls, because I got some balls of my own to grab. Talk to y'all later.
Oh, bye, Donna. Oh, dear. Oh.
Okay.
We need to go to break. Food for Thought, Carolyn Tracy, 107.7 WTPLFM.com, powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carolyn Tracy. You're listening to The Pulse, 107.7. And Tracy just asked me how old the chocolate was in the studio here.
Is it as old as the butter that's sitting there?
It is.
So what, a year and a half?
You know what? J-Dog would know that. J-Dog would probably know it to the day. So we'll have to find out from J-Dog.
Well, I know I started in February of last year.
And then I think it was like in November, maybe.
Oh, my gosh. So that butter is 2 years old, and it's real butter.
It still looks okay, doesn't it? Might look a little...
It kind of does.
Right? I haven't taken the top off.
So let's apparently butter does not mold.
Right? That's true. Okay, let me see here. I was looking... Do you have any kitchen tips?
I was just looking at some. I don't have... I have one that's not as good as the rest have been, but... have you ever had a problem with your cutting board sliding on the table while you're cutting?
Put a dish towel underneath it.
Yeah, or just a wet paper towel.
Oh, okay.
Because a dish towel still sometimes...
Yeah, that's true. It would need to be wet. That makes sense.
Another one is if you ever have leftover sauces, freeze them in an ice cube tray. Is that good?
That's a great idea.
And then you can just defrost whatever you need. If you just need a few for a small personal, or you just need to... You know, they'll probably defrost faster that way, too, than sticking a whole tub.
Exactly.
So there you go. So there's a couple.
Very cool. Okay, today is National Chocolate Chip Day.
My fave.
Which is what she's kind of eating right
eating.
Now. Do they taste okay?
They taste minty. I hope they're supposed to be minty.
Yeah, they are. They are.
So they taste okay.
It's also Champagne Day. I'll take that.
I've never been much into champagne.
I like Prosecco.
Yeah, I like it. Like, if you handed me a glass of champagne, I'm certainly not going to say no.
I know what you mean. It's not my go-to thing either.
Yeah. Have it on New Year's Eve because somebody hands me a glass of champagne.
Right. And sometimes a mimosa is okay, you know.
You want a mimosa story?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably the last time I had a mimosa. This was... So I've been married for almost 23 years. Just before my 12th anniversary, my husband woke me up early in the morning, and I was thinking, why in the world are you waking me up? Because both the kids were sleeping. They were young. You don't wake a parent up early in the morning when their kids are still sleeping. So I was a little bit irritated at first. And then I look over, and he's on his knee on the side of the bed, and there's a mimosa on my nightstand. And he gave me my new wedding ring.
Nice.
Yep. It was before our anniversary, so I wasn't expecting it. And he gave me this whole beautiful speech about what a great mother I was and everything. And he gave me my new upgraded wedding ring. And so I had a mimosa. And that was probably 12 years, 10 years ago, 11 years ago. That's was my last.
Cool.
So every time I think about mimosas, I think about that little story of my husband being very romantic.
That is so sweet. so sweet. So what else is happening?
I don't know. Any events going on?
Well, the farmer's market today.
Oh, I always forget about that. I don't know why. I need to just... I should have sent my kids over there. Oh, no, it doesn't start till 3, right? 3 to 6:30. Yeah, there you go.
3 to 6:30.
Did you go last week?
I didn't.
I didn't either, and I was going to, and I ended up getting busy.
Yeah,
which is
didn't.
Generally the case. So I want to give you guys some more food tips, but I think I've shared so many of them. All right, here I got one. Store ice cream in a Ziploc freezer bag to keep it soft. No need to bend your spoons anymore. So I wonder why that works.
So when you take your ice cream, put it in a Ziploc bag, it doesn't make it hard?
Apparently.
That's
so a plastic
strange.
Freezer bag keeps the cold air from making your ice cream rock hard. If you like straight spoons and soft ice cream, this trick is worth the extra step. Try to push out as much of the air out of the bag as possible before you putting it in the freezer.
You know, think about that, though. I mean, would you really go through that effort of taking ice cream out of the tub or whatever?
You know, I wouldn't, because I actually like it when it's hard. I don't like it when it's soft. And that's what an ice cream scoop is for. So,
right? I mean,
yeah.
To go through that, and then you wouldn't even get all the ice cream either. Some of it would stay in the bag, and I don't know. I like soft serve ice cream. How about you?
Nope. Ugh. Let's see. I like it hard. I like the hard ice cream, the stuff with all the flavors and to me, it is not worth the calories if it does not have giant chunks of chocolate in it. See, chocolate chips. I like chocolate chips. Mint chocolate chips, my favorite.
Don't like mint.
Yeah, see,
I'm not a mint person. Like,
yeah, you
mojitos.
Have mint chocolate over there.
You know, honestly, I didn't know they were mint, but the other chocolate balls are really good.
Yeah,
those are very good. Those are just solid chocolate. So, but no, I definitely like soft serve. Whenever, you know. If there was a choice between soft serve and hard ice cream, I would definitely take the soft serve.
No, not me. I will pass on it. Now, if it's the only choice and you dip it in that, like, stuff that's probably horrible for you, that freezable or like
the chocolate?
Yeah, the chocolate that hardens on it.
It gets like a chocolate shell on it?
Yes, then. But that's probably completely full of partially hydrogenated oils, which are really bad for you. But it's okay. That's the way I would like that.
So you gotta go to King Cone?
No.
King Cone
Where is that?
On,
I just saw that.
It's in Merrimack.
Okay, yeah, I just drove by it.
It's been there for
yesterday.
Years and years. And it's kind of like, you know, you take people there and you have them order a large cone.
Yeah.
Large twist.
Yep.
It literally comes out like this tall. It's huge.
So this, for people who can't see,
yeah, I know,
like,
this
was like a foot and a half. This is gigantic.
It is. It's huge.
That's
like,
just.
You just laugh when they get it. And, you know, especially when it's like a wicked hot day, there's no way they can eat it because it just melts all over the place.
Right.
It's just kind of
that just
like
seems like a waste,
funny thing.
But funny.
Yeah.
All right. I have another tip. Turn any cup into a travel cup with Press and Seal. So you know what Press and Seal is? So like the glass that's kind of thick, but it sticks.
Yeah.
So you can put Press and Seal over the top of
a
cup and poke a straw through the tip of it. So if you're a parent and you need something in a, you know,
that's,
in a flash, and you don't want your kids, even if you just want them to bring it into the living room, and you don't, maybe you're at somebody's house.
I like that.
And they don't have, you know, cups, and your kid's thirsty and you're afraid they're going to spill it. Press and seal with a straw stuck through the top.
Awesome.
There you go.
Well, we have Kevin from New Boston is on the line, and he has a tip for us. So hi, Kevin.
Bring it on.
Hey, okay. Real quick, like, I know you're supposed to give the time. I read this a long time ago, and it works like a charm. You wear dark soled shoes or boots, and you go into someone's house with linoleum, and it leaves a scuff mark.
Yeah.
Right.
You know how hard that is to get that scuff off, right?
It is.
A dry paper towel, like an eraser, takes it off in a heartbeat.
Ah.
So no cleaner, no water,
no
nothing.
No, you put water on it, and it does nothing. It just smears the grease or whatever. But a dry paper towel takes it up like magic, seriously.
That is pretty cool.
And I'll give credit to where credit's due. I think it was one of those hints, like hint from Heloise or something like that, many, many, many years ago.
I remember those.
I do, too.
Showing my age.
Heloise.
And quickly, you mentioned King Cone.
Yeah.
I was just down there last week. I had the large, and the girl's like, are you sure? I said, yeah, I'll have the large.
See?
And
wasn't
after
it crazy?
She goes, it comes with 2 pounds of soft serve in a cup. I didn't go with the cone. It was too hot.
Are you sure, she says to you?
And she looked at me, and after I was, she goes, you ate it all. I said, yeah. I said, do I have a small cone to go? And she just, what?
Are you serious? Oh, my goodness.
Yes. It is
your
huge.
Face,
I mean, you really got to go there, and they had a picture up in the front of next to the window, and it shows the 4 different sizes. Their kitty cone is a small cone anywhere. Their small cone is a medium large anywhere. Their medium cone it would definitely be a large anywhere. And their big cone is just stupidly big, but it's good.
But you know, you finished it. Your picture should be on the wall.
We've been at the beach, so we went.
And it's only $6 yeah, for that 2 pounds of soft serve.
That's crazy. Went to this place. It's called White Farms.
Yeah.
Okay. White Farm, and I had a half a kitty, and like a normal,
That's
like
crazy.
Small, like Kevin's saying, you know. So yeah.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you very much.